Blog Talk Radio.
Wheresoever you go throughout the world, the black man is discarded, is ostracized, is relegated to the lowest in things, social, political, and economical. This therefore suggests a problem and one that must be solved. We in this section of the world are not entirely free from this unkind, unsympathetic, and uncharitable behavior of the groups or races around us. But since man has been placed on his own responsibility, whether he be black, white, or yellow, he must act on his own account. We will not unduly whine or complain, but reason among ourselves and see what can be done to remedy this state of affairs. Life is a conflict. You have to fight your way through it, whether you will it or not. Those of us who are able to fight most stubbornly live, accomplish most, and to them go the laurels, the palms, and triumph of our civilization and world. We unfortunately have not been trained nor educated to the truths of life, paradoxically so. May I say something to you to give you a true knowledge of yourself and life, so that the same glory and success attained by other men who understand themselves may be yours. Man in the full knowledge of himself is a superb and supreme creature of creation. When man becomes possessor of the knowledge of himself, he becomes master of his environment, the captain of his own ship, the director of his own destiny, the accomplisher of his own ends. Man should understand himself because man is full of knowledge, and this knowledge is a gift of nature. When Mother Nature created man, she deprived him of nothing. He was given the faculty of understanding all things around him. And this faculty for understanding has not been taken away from him. None of his senses have been taken away from him. So there is no excuse for the black man in lacking the knowledge that man is used to beautify the world and produce all that he needs for his happiness and civilization. Look the world over and whatever you see in it that is pleasing to man, contributing to man's comfort, to his needs and to his satisfaction, it is but the work of man. Man blessed with the knowledge of himself and the understanding of all things around him. If you are able to live with the knowledge of yourself and with the greater knowledge of nature, you must know what is good and what is not. You must know what is finite. You must know that which is material, physical, and otherwise is at your disposal to create or otherwise use. If we leave America and go over to the east to Japan, they will be telling their fellow citizens of Japan of the wonderful accomplishments of the Japanese people, proving that man is moving onward as time moves on. But you have hated yourselves as you have done in previous years. You have shown malice, prejudice, and hate to each other. And the result is that while other races have made progress, while India has made progress towards nationalism, while Ireland has made progress towards republicanism, while the whole world has made progress in man's accomplishments, you still stand fighting yourselves, dishonoring yourselves, showing no disposition toward that higher life so that you will be abundantly blessed. So reflect and think that you were created for some purpose other than exhibiting malice toward your neighbor or fellow men of your own race. What a pity it is that we cannot stand united without a written law. There is no written law compelling other races to stand together. They are brought together by the gentle touch of nature. The unwritten law of nature causes them to stand together on all occasions. So wheresoever you find them in the field, that one gentle touch of nature causes them to stand together, if need be, die together. But with the black man, you can preach to him from the pulpits. You lecture from the platforms, from the byways and the hedges. The spirit of cooperation, but he will not cooperate. You talk to him gently, you try talking harshly to him, he still will not cooperate. The result is that he falls prey to those who understand themselves and walk through the world making you their serfs and slaves. We must acquire the higher knowledge of life. Black men and black women, will you get the knowledge that the white man has that causes him to be leaders and masters in the world? They are not gods with a peculiar source for understanding the world around them. They have only given expression to the knowledge of their humanity and been able to use and conquer all to their satisfaction and glory. And that is why they are always greater than you in every community that you find them. Isn't it strange that wheresoever the white man is found, he takes precedence over you? Why is that so? Answer that for yourselves, black men and black women. Wheresoever you come in contact with the white man, you always have to go down in defeat before him. Whether it be in England, in France, or in America, you always have to go down to the white man, and yet he has two eyes, two feet, two hands, same passions, same senses and feelings as you have. Your feet are not put on opposite sides, now your hands turned around the other way. But it's because you fail to use your will, your knowledge, and your mental faculties to the point where you will enjoy life around you. It is against us as an African people. It's not because of color. It's because of our condition. If we must have justice, we must be strong. If we must be strong, we must come together. If we must come together, we can only do so through the system of organization. Let's fight for Africa. that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. They gave leadership to our foreparents, and that leadership made them slaves. But we've decided to find a leadership of our
Khalid Muhammad, former national representative of Minister Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam. Mr. Muhammad is the man who made so much...
Oh, wow, man. Apologize about that. I muted myself. Whoa. And I was really going on. You know, I wonder if, I wish you could have heard what I was saying. But anyway, welcome to the Chef Rob Show. I'm your host, Chef Rob, here at Blog Talk Radio. And my thing is, like my title, my show is I'm not mad at the immigrants. I just want to hear more reasons why people are mad. Because I'm using this as fuel for us to go ahead and get our own shit, to do our own thing. I'm all for 2,000,000% for a nationhood, nation building. And you can't go ahead and build what we need to build if you worry about these people specifically. I feel that we need to go ahead and worry about us and deal with us, and other stuff will fall in line. But we need to deal with these people. And you should be, if in my opinion, if you're going to be angry with someone, you really need to be angry with politicians. I mean, you need to start working on hitting them fuckers where it hurts, in their money, in their pocket. And I say that to go ahead and say this. If you do the history and the research, you go ahead and see that they voted themselves a pay raise. Every time you went and voted, you never seen an initiative on the ballot to go ahead and give themselves an increase. I mean, that's a sweet-ass job. If you can go ahead and get your vote for your own pay raise, vote for your own pay, your own freaking pay, and then vote yourself a pay raise. These are people who need to be coming at to go ahead and deal with that situation. We getting cracked on. That's true. You know, and I was, bringing stuff to the table to talk about. Dr. Claude Anderson was warning us about this. And here's this influx of individuals. I mean, hell, they've been bringing over them Ukrainians for a minute. I think that shit's wrong. I mean, like, you know, the U.S. helped create that situation. They bring in a lot of Afghans. They brought a lot of them over and go ahead giving them just, you know, free reign. And some other people who helped in the Afghan, in fighting in Afghanistan, you know, some of those people who helped the U.S., they go ahead and they giving them privileges and this and that and houses and cars and all this other stuff, free medical care and all this other crap. That's another thing. Politicians have free health care, but they want to tell you that you can't get free health care. I really think that our priorities are misaligned here. You know, deal with these fuckers. It's like a two-pronged attack for me. Deal with these fuckers to a point, these politicians. But also, we need to go ahead and concentrate on us. We have to go ahead and figure out a way to concentrate on us. And I don't think a lot of us are putting that, you know, on the table. I mean, a lot of with the younger crowd, you got a whole lot of shiny stuff dangling in front of you. Hey, look at the P. Diddy thing. A lot of individuals, I feel that a lot of them volunteered to go ahead and have P. Diddy stick his penis in their mouth. Because they was feeling like, hey, if I go ahead and do this, you're going to go ahead and take care of me. Then some people were forced into it. They were afraid. So, you know, I'm going to break from running my mouth real quick because I could go on and on about that. But I'm going to see. You know, 111, your hands up.
Hey, greetings there to you, Chef Rob. This is Shabaka Sankori, man, coming to you from Sin City, man. Yeah, Brother Che, man, was telling me you was on this morning, and I was checking out what Marcus Garvey was saying you know, on your opening, where she is so absolutely right, is because, see, what happens is, black family, we don't have the cohesiveness amongst ourselves, man, you know, to advance forward. And this is all what these other bastards is doing, these damn migrants and all this shit. You know, they organize and they moving forward. And then you got to get rid of these sycophant, ass-scratching, chicken-pecking Uncle Tom-ass Negroes, man. And I'm so fucking mad, man. I've seen these dumb bastards on the way. Oh, we got to integrate. We got to help the migrant. Y'all about Uncle Tim Sky Zippity, dude. I Zippity Day. I got plenty of nothing. Nothing's plenty for me. I should love you, Bob. Man, what is that bullshit, man?
And you know what you had missing, Matt?
Yes,
you know what you had missing?
What's that bullshit, bro?
While you were speaking. The tap dancing.
Oh, man, of course. The buck dancing, tap dancing. Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. And then when you go out there to that institution called Hollywood, California, in a sick-ass place called Los Angeles, you know, that's all they had us doing in the 1930s and 40s, skinning and grinning. Bill Bojangles Robinson, Sammy Davis Jr., you know what I'm saying? The little white girl, Shirley Temple. On the good ship, lollipop. And then his old house nigga, just skinning and grinning, yazzing his shit, yazzing his shit, you the bow. You see, man, and that's the type of crap, brother, that is going to keep us stagnated, is going to keep us regressing, is because I hate to say we already stagnated, but then we got to stop this infighting that we have amongst ourselves, is because Brother Che and I was discussing that one time. You know, look at the damage that we do to ourselves, even, man, with the Pan-African movement, man. You know, those neo-colonialists, man, got our people's minds still colonized, man. They ain't even standing on the same square with us. They come here to this country.
Yes, sir. It's one of those things where you go ahead and listen to some of those people. Like, you know, for me, you hear people's their responses like, oh, that's that black thing over there. You know, yes, that's that.
Right.
You know, that's all that black stuff you always talking about. You know, like you fucking.
Right.
You know, that shit really makes me sick. You know, even to this day, you hear that. You know, black thing, but if you look at that black thing, that was when individuals got out in the streets, like during the civil rights movement, and I found out there were a lot of people that were saying, oh, that's that black thing. Them people are instigators and all this other stuff. But they opened the door
right.
for your black ass to get some shit. So
yeah,
it's people,
that,
I'm going to say people
you
like,
know, Shepard,
willing to go ahead and step
Shepard.
Out front and be like, okay,
Peach.
Well, we need to go ahead. We need to step out front and go ahead and see what the fuck is going on, and then go ahead and tell them what we want, what our demands were. Okay, so I'm waiting for one of your, you know, and I ain't gonna say the name, but one of the guys that I heard on your show. one thing he said that still bugs me to this day, and I heard him, you know, a few years ago, say this when Barack Obama was president. After he was president, he said black people didn't get anything because they didn't have an agenda. They didn't come to him with an agenda. And I'm like, are you fucking nuts? I knew of several people who knew somebody who was going to Washington, D.C., lobbying for things going on in the black areas. But, hey, look, Obama walked these streets, and he didn't know what the fucking problem was. That don't make no fucking sense.
And then,
don't. Yeah, it don't make no sense. So when you go ahead and you look at these people coming in, like I said, I'm not mad at them. Because I also look at, you know, a lot of the countries that's passing. So I feel that the U.S., and I didn't see it officially, they're still at war with Mexico. And they're still at war with a lot of these places in the South. And they have spent years destroying these countries. They had a lot of hands in these people's economic situation, their political situation, the U.S. did, in destroying these places. And so where do you think they're supposed to go? They're supposed to come up here. But they when this big lie, like, you know, Trump was saying, a big caravan, and this comes talking about an invasion. No, It's an economic thing, and your company and your country is still having something to do with destroying their economic situation. You've already go ahead and helped been a part
that
of mastering and assassinating political leaders globally.
Right.
Globally.
Yeah,
so where
yes.
do you think
yeah.
they're supposed to go once they find out you have something to do with them going ahead and damn near eating dirt? So they're
exactly.
doing what they're supposed to
yes,
survive. That's why I say that's part of the reason why I say I ain't mad. I mean, I could get mad at certain individuals
mm-hmm.
and make me you know, get the fuck away from me, blah blah. I'm not mad at them.
Yeah.
I'm mad. My anger is directed towards your government and
yep.
and the racists and the biggest in this country who go ahead and profit off going ahead and saying how horrible and fucked up these people are. I was living in Colombia, dude, in South America, and I plan to take my ass back down there because I'm sick of fucking high ass prices. I was going to go ahead and purchase another house
right.
there. I'm like, man, this is fucking ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Even though in my status, in my situation, I don't have to pay property tax. I can go ahead and get a public works. Say it again.
Right.
I don't have to go ahead and pay
property tax.
Huh?
Yeah, I said, yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't have to pay property tax. So I'm better off than a whole lot of people. But the prices are
yeah.
going up, way, way up. And
right.
everything is expensive.
Yeah.
I don't believe this fucking term
yeah.
inflation. I think that's some shit they created to go ahead and scare you. But at the same time, what they did was to go ahead and what the large corporations are doing is they're trying to make up
yes.
for their losses. And if one person
yeah.
in that thing from the ground to your house, to your table. If one person decides, hey, look, I need to go ahead and get a little bit more money. My thing is worth such and such more now than it was yesterday. Hey, it's going to go ahead
sure.
and it's going to be a ripple effect. You know, so
yeah,
everybody
it is,
wants
man.
To get their money. Everybody wants to go ahead and do it. And I look at it because
exactly.
me and my friends in the culinary, and I just don't understand how the price of tomatoes It's just crazy. That's why I'm pushing for people to go ahead and plant your own stuff. You know it's safe. You know ain't nobody pissing and shit.
Oh, hell
on
yeah.
It.
Yep, yeah, most definitely. But plant
yeah.
and grow your own food.
Grow your
and then
own.
Also
grow your
chef.
Own. You need to grow ahead, grow ahead, grow
and
what
then,
we wear, and grow what we eat. So they use the pandemic, COVID, to go ahead and raise the prices. And I really think
yeah.
it should be. And the government should have sat in and said, hey, look, that's price gouging. Ain't no motherfucking way. If you look at what the and how they determine the price of gas and the
yeah.
price of pharmaceuticals or drugs, man,
yeah.
it's messing that up. It's like a triangle, right? And one of the person that
mm-hmm.
the group at the top is Wall Street, the speculators.
Yeah.
They set the price.
Yes, sir.
They
yes,
set
sir.
The price.
That's exactly what goes on, Chef Rob. And then, as you know,
they
this
the
shit here.
Prices, and at the same time, the distraction comes is when, especially the right-wingers, they want to go ahead and fuck with you and go ahead and tell you, well, it's them people over there that's the reason that you got problems. See what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
them people over there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, while at the same time, they down there fucking up Venezuela. All they did in Venezuela was to go ahead and remove Hugo Chavez because he didn't want to go ahead and play that game with them. So this whole
right,
cancer shit,
exactly.
I think it was some fucked up stuff. I think there's some stuff they had did something to him to go ahead and help his cancer, help give him cancer, and then help it go ahead and grow at such a rapid pace. But they want to go ahead and take that oil,
that
oil from Venezuela, and he did want to play the game with the dollar. That's my opinion. And I just don't understand why people don't see it. Well, and some people see it, but I think there's others who don't see it, and others who don't even give a shit but want to stand back on the sidelines and fucking complain. You make me sick.
And that's
that
the
shit.
Main problem right there. Yeah, and that's the main problem right there, these sideliners. You see what I'm saying? Oh, man, just let it do.
You ain't going to get involved.
It's
sort of like,
nothing.
We on the court, we playing ball, and you know your skill level. You know what you did. Play ball in school. You went to basketball camp and all that other shit. But you got a motherfucker who's stepping on the sideline and tell you, oh, you can't hit that shot. Oh, you can't do so and so. You can't do such and such.
Right.
Motherfucker, when the game over, it's you and me, and we can go ahead and see who gonna go ahead and come out on top. And sometimes I used to get motherfuckers like, nah, I don't wanna play. I'm gonna go on over here and go ahead and drink this and smoke that and whatever. Well, shut the fuck up talking to me. Try to be a distraction while I'm trying to go ahead and get my exercise in. Or even go ahead and pass
up.
You know, we plan for that pot over there. Everybody put about $20, $30, $50 in. You know, so you shut the fuck up.
Exactly, so, Chef Rob. You know what I'm saying? And you damn sure get no argument from me on that, because what you doing, brother, is dropping undisputed truth. See, there's no argument with undisputed truth. Just like, you know, some of these individuals who call up on my podcast want to sit there and argue and debate over bullshit. And then when we present the facts and all that, then they come with that diversionary shit. When we're talking about how black people is getting fucked over, how we built the goddamn country. Well, man, what about the Irish? What about them? What about, man, we ain't talking about them motherfuckers. God damn it, we're talking about us. And then
you know what, man, let me show you something, man. My mom's family, they did the history of our family, right? You know, we got a thick-ass fucking catalog of all these people. And I got one of my ancestors, she was like great-great-great-great-grandmother, whatever the fuck, I'm not sure. She was Irish.
Yes.
She was half Irish.
Okay.
This dude kidnapped her mother from Africa. She was 14.
Right.
And she was his bedwitch. He was raping her.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
and so
yeah,
she had daughters.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the daughters, I got a picture of her. And like, and to this day, let me finish. She's a white woman. Well, you can go ahead and tell she's got, you know, that European in her, but her mom was black, her dad was Irish. She got bright red fucking hair. Okay? My daughter has fucking red hair. I got red hair going down on my body. And I'm like, you know, I don't give a damn about them goddamn Irish, because they owned it and kidnapped and raped my fucking people. So I don't give a shit about it.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Right.
And see, and then this is when I try to explain to certain parties, as you're very, very familiar with, and they come with that bullshit, man. That's why I go on there and hit them with the truth. But then they come up here, oh, well, man, but what about the Greeks? What about this? What about that? Now, motherfucker, we stand on what the fuck we're talking about is the brutalization. Here we're having our people here in the Western Hemisphere. They get the version of it.
Hey, slow down. You sound like Richard Pryor for a moment, man.
Sorry, man. I haven't had my java yet, man. I'm going to get my coffee at some point.
Go on ahead, kid. Well, hey, right now I don't want you to get
nothing. I'm still here with you, man. I'm still here with you.
I need that energy. I don't give a fuck about them motherfuckers at all. They've been instrumental.
Exactly.
You've been instrumental in destroying this fucking planet. Okay? And destroying this planet. You bastards can't see it. I can't understand why you know a little bit about slavery. And you got some blacks who deny slavery, dude. They know about slavery, but yet they want to embrace these fuckers like, oh, everything was cool, everything's fine. No, they still benefiting off the system put in place in America. And your dumbass don't see
it? Yes, sir. Exactly. As I'm looking out here in Las Vegas right now, of all these buildings going up here being brought up, Chef Rob, you know, we gave them that damn knowledge. We gave them the concept of engineering. Hell, we gave them the concept, man, of trigonometry, mathematics. Hell, washing your ass. You know, they're sitting up there, oh, man, well, we're mighty white Europeans. You know, you got to include us right here. Well, we all the same, Chewbacca. Come bring your ass out here to where the fuck I'm at right now in about 2 months, and leave your goddamn sunscreen at home, and I'm going to show you in about 30 minutes of how we are not the goddamn same. Hey, man, I love this sun, man. You know what I'm saying? You know,
I can't
take that cold and that ice. You know what I mean, man? No, I need this sun. All life forms need this sun to live.
Life can't survive. It can survive, but it's not the same as being in like an incubator, okay? You need heat, that warmth, that sun, you know, and you don't have much life. When you go ahead in the Antarctic or North Pole, in the North Pole kind of shit, you don't have that.
Yes, sir.
So when I go ahead and these fuckers, man, I used to immediately want to just jump in their chest right away. So after a while, I was like, you know what, let me just listen and then put together something.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see that, hey, look, you can go ahead and put these bastards in their spot a lot better if you just listen to them. That's it.
Yes, sir.
And we got mother what's her name? What the fuck is that? Owens. Candace Owens?
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah,
hold on, let me get that. Let me get that. You know, and it's a lot of individuals. I mean, Candace Owens knowing that, hey, look, you know, down in black folks gonna go ahead and get a pay by white people. But you got a lot of individuals who ain't nowhere near on that level that just loves talking shit about black people. I was, I'm not working anymore, but I was at my job, and it's a couple of young brothers, which I couldn't believe they were saying the same shit that we're talking about. And showing how much Donald Trump has been good for the country, and Donald Trump has been this. But one question that they couldn't answer when they're saying, hey, look, you know, Hillary was crooked. Okay, I don't know why. So then Joe Biden's crooked. So all politicians, I'm going to say all, but most are almost the same. You know, basically go ahead and where the people pay them, they're going to return lean that way. But the question that they couldn't answer was what exactly made Joe Biden crooked? You didn't point out nothing. And every time you hear Trump speak, he don't never tell them, hey, look, well, he took money, he did so and so. All that's been disproven. But you still got Negroes who want to go ahead and stay on that fucking train, be like, oh, yeah, well, he's crooked. I can't fucking deal with him. It was a brother at the job that told me that Joe Biden was a bigger racist than fucking Donald Trump. I was like, you know what, man? You still have to go ahead and recognize it. That's a white man and another white man. They don't really mean us no good. So they mean us all the harm in the fucking world. But you can't point out to me that Joe Biden is a bigger racist than Trump. I'm going to vote my what's going to be best for me. And if you calling Joe Biden a racist, I'm going to vote for him because that's going to be better for me. Ain't going to be too much good happening to me when Donald Trump. I don't think he's going to get there. If Donald Trump go ahead and became president, Donald Trump, I'm a vet. Donald Trump wasn't for veterans. The nasty shit he said about veterans, every fucking veteran in the United States should be throwing rocks at that motherfucker. Okay? Everyone. But you don't have it. You know, you motherfuckers, you blinded by stupidity. And I think one of the bigger reasons that they love Trump is because he was on the TV show. He ain't got no facts to go ahead and back up what the fuck he's saying. Nothing. He keep lying every fucking day. That trial began yesterday, and I was happy to go ahead and see his ass looking frazzled, man. That was good. That made me feel good. Donald Trump don't like black folks. Did you see that sister in Atlanta in Chick-fil-A? It's like, man. Yeah, that sister at Chick-fil-A, she was pretending. At first she was pretending like and she was a customer. Then she was like, oh, I brought a group through here. But come to find out, you know, she's a fucking right-wing operative. She go ahead and do fundraising for Donald Trump. But she jumped in and while he's, you know, the camera's rolling, he jumped in his arms and hugging on him and all this other shit. Love you, don't know what the media's saying and all this other stuff. They're like, hey, bitch, you phony as hell. And these niggas go out there.
Oh, yeah, the bedwins.
Yeah, the bedwins. They go out their way to go ahead and to rumble Donald Trump's nuts in their mouth. Look at Tim Scott.
Yeah, exactly.
At Tim Scott. So you go ahead and you get all them fuckers together, and then they go ahead and they want to tell you this, again, and I'm not mad at these immigrants, but they want to tell you these are bad people, these are this and that, they're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime. Really, motherfucker? How many of you had at your house? How many times you have been up close and go ahead and see what they're doing? I used to live in San Diego, and I used to watch struggling.
Yeah,
like 10%, 15% of the individuals in the United States go ahead and see some of the struggles I've seen in Mexico, Central America, South America, and when I was like in the Philippines and in Africa. Man, you motherfuckers will go ahead and pull your head out your ass, pull your resources on, and build our own shit, our own nation.
Right.
I'm not mad at them, exactly. I'm not mad at no immigrants coming from Africa. Well, the Europeans, they can get fuck off. But I'm not mad at the fucking the brothers that come from Africa. Some of them motherfuckers doing dirt, but not everyone. The brothers coming from the Caribbean.
Exactly.
Not everyone. Some of them motherfuckers doing shit. But
right.
You can't go ahead and
spin
them as a whole.
Saying?
I mean, it's what the government is doing. I I'm looking at one of the guys I was working with was from New York, and he was talking about the mayor over there, you know, talking about giving them a debit card and everything. I'm like, hey, look, you know, you should go ahead to get them to go ahead and get you a debit card. You need to go ahead. Mm-hmm. And the money they was trying to give, I think it was like $4,000, $5,000 they're going to put on this card per month. So
right.
If you mad at that shit here, two things to change that shit. One, build your businesses so they come and want to go ahead and kiss your ass with some fucking support and to get your money, your donations to their situation. And then vote them out. You vote them out.
Right.
But then, like, when you deal with the voting, the problem that we had is we got other stupid-ass niggas telling all the voting don't count. That ain't nothing there. Really, motherfucker? Really?
Mm-hmm.
That shit makes no sense to me how it's a lot of the uneducated are influenced and even lesser educated. And it just gets worse and worse from there. And I don't see us coming here really pulling out. It's only a few of us trying to do some shit. And I'm hoping that we can go ahead and accomplish some things that, you know, some of these groups I'm supporting, that we can accomplish some things here. But like tell me, brother.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, you now see what you're talking about there, Chef Rob. It's cooperative economics. Man, I'm sitting out here in this fucking desert right now, and on every other fucking block, they build a new shit. You know what I'm saying? Because these people is organized. These people have cohesiveness amongst themselves. But then this bullshit that they show out of Los Angeles, oh, man, with arms and knees and the women's up there calling themselves bitches and then promoting all this ratchetness, you know, this whoredom and all this old type of shit. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
You should see this bullshit out here in Las Vegas, man. Yeah.
Destruction.
You know
it's
what I'm
all
saying?
Destruction, mm-hmm. And we got a lot of people that support it. And that's crazy.
No, it's downright insanity, man. You know what I'm saying? And the definition of insanity, to my opinion, is banging your head against a fucking wall on a constant, consecutive basis, expecting a different result. See, this is why they pimp us during these election times, and I'm just being real. You know, hiding back, shitting on himself. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can barely understand what he's saying. Now, the dump, as in human shit, and I want to make that perfectly clear. He's going to trial today, and they already are dismissing cases against him. You see what I mean? So what he's doing is he's buying these motherfuckers. You see what I'm saying? He's pimping them. He's got these goddamn right-wingers out here. Well, Trump's my man and all that. You heard the bullshit that come on my show, man, with them, with those individuals. You know what I mean? And then as soon as they want to sit up there and call me all kind of niggas and shit like that, eject button, exit stage, right? You know, and then the chat room gets filled up with garbage. Well, you know, we're all the same. Well, just like this dude is going to tell me who I got in an argument with. Oh, well, my wife is black. I says, well, man, you got your ghetto gagging bed, wench. So what the fuck do I expect her to say? And I hate to say that about the sister. But, however, you lay down with dogs, you wake up with fleas. You see what I mean? Then this miseducational system that they got in these damn public indoctrination centers from the L.A. Unified School District, the Chicago Public Schools, the New York City Public Schools, the Oakland Public Schools, San Francisco Public Schools, and they sit up there, man, and they conditioning our young men, you know, to go off into the prison system. You see what I mean? Everything is by bail. We got to put them in detention and all this old type of shit. Then, of course, too, man, of how they have shattered the black family unit with the buck breaking, with the systemic rape of our women. You see what I mean? You know, and then, of course, we know about the raping of slave trading pedophiles. You know what I mean?
Hold on. Wait a minute. You know, because let me address that. Then that other part you did with the buck breaking. The buck breaking has taken different forms in today's world. Are you aware of that?
Okay.
Buck breaking is still occurring. You know, they want to go here. And what it is, what those two words imply is to break at to break that one who's hostile to your situation, who's hostile to the white man going here and getting what he wants, and others who support the white man, even some Asians. But
yes,
you read that part where, you know, about the sex farms and stuff like that going to slavery,
yes,
even to this day.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so
sir.
That would go ahead and break in Young Bucks early before they can go ahead and get on their feet.
Yes, sir. And then, of course, with those sex farms, as you know, Nas, they were blindfold the males going in. He might be going in there having sex with his own mother. That's in time where the term motherfucker came from.
Let me give you one. Damn it. You
yes,
ever read
sir.
The book Bullwhip Days?
No, sir. I've heard of it.
Man, get that. Man, that. Because I think they revised it. Because if you read through a lot of the excerpts in there, you know, and it's coming from, you know, it's interviews from slaves. Dude, it took me a minute to read it because I couldn't understand their form of English. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Understand it. And it's some stuff that stood out to me about punishing black men constantly.
Right.
Okay? And one of the punishments was that it would have another slave shit in another slave's mouth.
Oh, yeah.
What does that do to you after you see some shit like that? After you see something like that, it controls you. It breaks that butt. Also, sodomizing them in front of every fucking body, that breaks.
Yes,
but
sir.
Then also at the same time, when the slave master or his buddy, just like in that movie Django, when they had that part where dude wanted to go ahead and fuck dude's wife. Hey, I read that in Bullwhip Days before Django came out.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I seen some other shit on it, man. You know, that stuff was true. And some of the sex farms, this will fuck you up. Some of the sex farms I had read about was not run by white men. It was run by black. Someone was run by black folks, and it was like a small percentage of them was run by white women. The white women were more brutal than the fucking the black people. Like in Louisiana, you know, Louisiana had a lot of black slave owners. Okay, but the white women were more brutal than the white men. More brutal.
Right.
You know, like if you couldn't satisfy, if your penis couldn't get hard, you in trouble. That penis getting cut off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So,
exactly.
And one of the brothers I was trying to tell you about was at my job. I'm going to go ahead and set this up where I can get him to call in. I've been trying to get him to call in. He said, I don't do them call-in shows. You know, I want to just do podcasts. Nigga, what the fuck is the difference? Stupid ass. But here's the thing. He kept telling me that you want to talk about that stuff happened way back when. Dude, are you fucking serious? You got to talk about history. You can't determine where you're going until you know where you've been. And you can't make any decisions for today. You also know what you had to do so you can make the decisions for today and tomorrow. So you got to know your damn history. That fucker still can't grasp that concept to this day.
Yeah,
so
exactly. You see what
I'm
saying?
We got a lot of black folks that like that. Oh, that happened. And things are different. No, they ain't. They just sugarcoating it. So your ass, you putting a special blinders on while they sugarcoat it so you don't see the fucking truth. So I don't like dealing with fuckers who like to arrange the facts and distort the truth. I can't stand that shit. But I do spend a little time listening to them so I can go ahead and determine how I'm going to deal with you. And I know that the shit you're saying, you don't got my back. And that same brother, that was like, he was, I believe he was calling himself a conservative. So I don't understand this stuff. When we were at the job and they were talking about January 6th, and everything this white ringer, white right-wing conservative fake-ass motherfucker was saying, his brother was agreeing with him. Oh, it was Nantifa that hit it on the Capitol. Really? Really, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So, you know, he was going along. He said, that was true. Okay, I wasn't there.
Yes,
you weren't there. That's first you need to shut the fuck up on. But I think they got like 1,000 people they convicted.
They got
1,000 people that convicted. Ain't none of them Antifa. Ain't none of them Black Lives Matter. None of them.
Right.
So, and then they
right.
also caught them. They got them all. They got videos of them breaking and smashing and fucking destroying the fucking place. And
yep.
I was like, what the hell are y'all talking about? No, that was Antifa. But you got this house nigga, just like you like the Candace Owens type, who want to go along with the white man all the time.
Yeah. You see, and that is a syndrome, Nas, as you know. You see what I'm saying? And I call it the house nigga syndrome because that's what it is. But as Dr. Marimba Ani has described in her writings, I'm sure you're familiar with, about the Ma'afa, a disaster so bad
right.
it's beyond description. And that's exactly what it is, man. You see what I'm saying? And then the cold part about it, when you have individuals such as ourselves, you know, who advocate do for self, you know, like Malcolm did, like Marcus Garvey did. Well, you know, you guys are black racists. And I argue with a bunch of individuals on my podcast. Well, there's no such thing as a black racist because we're in no position to implement any type of racism. We don't control no industries. We don't control no type of mass production of goods and services. We don't control no police departments. You know what I'm saying? We don't control no politicians. Now, well, you got black mayors, you had a black president, you got black senators, but look whose agenda they're serving. You see? They with that boss we sit shit. Look at Tim Scott. Classic example. You see, look at Candace Owens. You see what I mean? Look at your cop Myla Harris. You see what I'm saying? Which is really sad. You see what I mean? And then, of course, you know, when we talk about these individuals, they start attacking us personally. You've been on my podcast, man. You see how they have gotten me and what have you. And then on top of it, too, Nas, like with O.J. Simpson's passing, okay, what the fuck they keep showing up there in the news? You know, the O.J.
I told
Simpson
you I don't give a fuck about O.J. Fuck him. You know, he made his decision and choice, fuck him. So I don't give a shit about that motherfucker, man. You know?
Exactly.
I don't care. Hold it against me, but, hey, look, he got what he deserved. I mean, let's look at the fucking people you're associated with.
Yeah, exactly. And then the cold part about it is, you know, like we argued with Sarge, man, last Friday when O.J. died, they keep bringing up the O.J. Simpson case. Oh, he's guilty. But then, man, when you look at the practices of the Los Angeles Police Department against our people, you see what I'm saying? You know, they don't want to take that into account. No, man.
They want to try to tell you that, hey, look, black people getting beat and killed. You know, that's their fault. That's what they did to each other. Then they want to go ahead and talk about, well, what a black-on-black crime. You know what? I think I can go ahead and handle and maybe correct with a program that I'm trying to put in place. I think that program could go ahead and decrease the black-on-black crime. So it once I get it in place, which I'm working on it, and I want to know what the argument and what would be the bullshit then. You know, what are you going to say then? Oh, man. You niggas can't supposed to be going ahead and trying to have your own shit. I remember once I did a show a few years ago here on Blog Talk, and, man, I had a few brothers that was going to talk about their groups and nationhood, nation building. You would not believe one of these stupid-ass Negroes was talking about, hey, look, you talking about getting your own nation. You're going to leave America? And, you know, people's like, yeah, that's pretty much the idea. Ain't that treason?
Right.
I was like, oh, fuck.
Ain't that treason?
You know what, man? If it wasn't for all that good weed I was smoking that day, man, I would have lit into his ass. But it was like, I just went like, what a fucking idiot.
Yeah. But you see, man, you know, this is over this bullshit that you see over this idiot box. This is in these public indoctrination centers. You see what I'm saying? It's in, and then the messages that they put out there in the entertainment industry and what have you, they want all these black men to go out here, man, shove ketchup up their ass, talking about they having a menstruation cycle. You see what I mean?
Stop saying that, man.
Has
that's disgusting.
Yeah.
You, where my weed
totally,
bar?
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
I gotta smoke
totally
something. Get up.
And then on top of that, there too, now that there's a huge insult to womanhood. You see what I'm saying?
You made
for
me forget
man
my
with
question,
a
man. That was fucked up ass. That's a fucked up image, brother. That's a real fucked up image.
Oh, totally, man, totally. It's downright disgusting. You know what I'm saying? It really is now.
That's
it
the
really
second
is.
Time I heard that, man. I was like, oh. Can't
yeah,
be serious.
Yeah,
said
yeah.
That. I was like, you can't be
yeah.
serious. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, because me and Brother Che, man, you know, we was up here looking at, you know, a few months back about this dude named Joshua who's up in a classroom arguing with his teacher. Got on a wig, got on a damn, wearing a beard, wearing a dress, arguing with the teacher about, call him by his pronoun. And the teacher says, no, Joshua, I'm not going to do that. So Joshua tears up the classroom. Then you see Joshua out there in Chicago, man, trying to go into the woman's restroom with
man,
a 12-year-old
girl.
Come
on, man. He's not local, man. Come on, man. What, you just got to fuck up my day, brother. Is that what you doing? Oh, my goodness.
No, I know it's sickening.
He's
I know
local,
it's disgusting, man. Yeah, man, and this black woman is telling this dude, no, man, you can't be going off in the bathroom. My little 12-year-old girl is in there peeing. So what happened
was
some of the thugs in the
I
hood.
I saw that, man.
Yeah, man, I was like, man, you're lucky
I wasn't standing close,
yeah.
man. I would still be kicking your ass to this day. I would be stomping your
But they got him up out of there, man. They got him up out of there because that's pretty much what they told him. They says, no, man, you are not going in there while that baby is in there using the restroom. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, man, this shit is disgusting, man. You know, it really is disgusting. And then the cold part about it is now is they're trying to get this shit here to be the norm. You see what I'm saying? They're trying to get this here to say, well, you know, you know, feminize the black man. And so what happens is then you get ghetto gaggers like Candace Owens, you know, that want to go lay off there with the oppressor. And then when her black card got pulled, you know, she was trying to come back and get it. You see what I'm saying? And then, of course, let's look at that football player. Yeah. Now, let's look at that football player that was married to that black woman, man, who used to beat her and put her in the hospital. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I forgot his name. Yeah, you see, but you know, we ain't supposed to say nothing. We're supposed to go up there where we all the same and all this. And then, like, when I was watching one of these battle raps, you know, where they was going to rap and the white boy is up there, and he says, well, I'm just going to say it too. I'm going to say the word nigga, pow, ping, youngster put a two-piece upside his dome. And rightfully so. You see what I'm saying? I mean, and that's exactly what the fuck is supposed to be happening because, see, it's what it is now. It's, you know, in my twilight years, and I'm going to keep saying the message until I'm through and transition. All we got is each other, man. That's
right.
All we got is each other. You see? And then
right.
If we don't come get ourselves about this shit, at this point, I'm going to start saying, man, that we are the motherfucking blame. Just like what Garvey was saying there, man, on your introduction there. You see, he
right.
told us this, man, over 100 years ago.
Right.
You see what
oh,
I'm saying?
And when you go ahead and you look at it, it was brothers before him saying almost the same.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, so
oh,
this,
yes,
these messages
sir,
like in your face, but you want to ignore them. You want to look at the bright light. My thing is this. I'm not... fuck entertainers, man. I don't give
oh,
a
yeah,
shit.
Absolutely.
You remember when bootlegging was real big, right? Right, you can get the music and the movies and every shit, and then a lot of the fucking entertainers say, I work hard to get that. Oh, okay, you work hard.
Yeah.
But who are some of your first fucking customers? Huh? You in the hood.
The black
you
one.
In the ghetto, so to speak.
Yeah.
And your first fucking customers, you're damn near your next door neighbor. Black is all get out.
Yeah, and
you need to get back, motherfucker.
Like
oh, yeah. I ain't give a shit about it.
Yeah, and then selling the shit out the trunk of your car out there, man, you know, in the black community
right.
on the corner of Slauson and Western there in Los Angeles. And then I believe over there in Chicago, man, over there on the south side, man, what's that there? Oh, man. Halsted, man, like at about, which one across the street,
Jewtown? You going to Jewtown? That what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You couldn't even go to the park without some brothers approaching you, man. You could basically couldn't even walk down the street. And don't go to the liquor store. Some of them motherfuckers had moved, and they're still doing that shit. They would move out the fucking dude selling, selling my fucking, my favorite medication. They would move them out the way. Mm-hmm. And then some of these other people, they would go here, move them out of the way, and they stand there just selling their music.
Yeah. And then, like, when you look out there, what's happening in Los Angeles, man, what they're trying to hit your boy P. Diddy with. You know what I'm saying? Now, in my opinion, I ain't knocking Snoop Dogg or their man for making their money. But, gentlemen, y'all should have reinvested back into the community, man, put our own people to work.
Stop, bro. Let me show you something. I can't remember. You see that case with them brothers over there in Mississippi? They about to sue this. They suing them cops. The lawsuit. The two brothers that was tortured by the white cops.
Yeah.
I'm a chef, so fuck it. I was in the kitchen taking care of some stuff, man. I'm trying to create a new dish with some other shit I've seen something. So I had the the news was playing, and Malik Shabazz, he was like the leader for the Black
attorney
Panther.
Malik Zulu Shabazz. Yeah, yes,
he was the leader of the new Black Panther Party, right? So a few years ago, I met up with him and a few other people and a few other Muslims at near the airport. And I was saying, look, what you got going on here? He's like, hey, look, I said, I want to get a little bit more involved. He's like, okay, well, let's help the brother out. So I was hanging out with them. So the real reason I'm saying that was like, I met this brother. So I know he's been on other cases. But and it started to hit me yesterday, right after I was like, okay, yeah, they suing that city or whatever for $400 million. You hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
$400 million.
Yep.
And then what went through my mind was like, how much of that money you gonna go ahead, and how much even from the other cases you was on? How much of that money are you gonna go ahead and go toward? Because they the Nation of Islam started talking about nationhood, nation building. Just a little bit after that, at the top, I met up with them at the airport, and I seen Farrakhan and a few of them fuckers walking around. So what's going through my mind? I heard this yesterday. How much of that money you gonna go toward going ahead and correcting the situation with us and going helping us build something? Go ahead and have our own shit.
Sir.
It's a bunch of fucking cities here. I looked at some YouTube videos. Cities that have been abandoned here. Close to waterways. Abandoned in America. Those are places that we can go ahead and set up shop. Those are places that black folks need to be to have our own there. Have our own fucking town. Go ahead and tell me, hey, look, the white folks go over here. I don't give a fuck about them going ahead and try to criticize whatever. Hey, look, we didn't have that experience, so we know what to look for. Rosewood, Tulsa, Oklahoma, all that kind of stuff. We know what to look for. So why should we go ahead and have our own shit? Today you already know the history, and so we need to go ahead and have our own shit. Quit playing this game with these fucking people. Stop asking them for fucking jobs. Create a business.
Right.
Black businesses in America is like 3% of the motherfucker what's going on. And of that 3%, close to 70 to 80% of it is nothing but women. Black women.
Exactly.
So where you motherfuckers at? Oh man, my bowl, man. I need my bowl, man, before I lose my goddamn. I need to smoke something.
Easy champ. You know what I'm saying? Easy champ. But you see, man, this doctor I need.
These motherfuckers be making me mad, man. And I used to go here and really get riled up. So I just please like sit back and look and listen.
Yes, sir.
It's been a long time since somebody tried to go ahead and swing at me, man. It's like, what the fuck is your problem? The ones who tried to swing at me, it was a few years ago, it was like before COVID, was some of the Hebrew Israelites, and I was saying how full of shit they are. And them motherfuckers came out before us. I was like, it was me, my uncle, and my cousin, and there was about 20 of them motherfuckers. I said, I ain't going to be trying to go ahead and tussle out in these streets with that shit. I'm too old at this point. I ain't fucking around. But let me get some lead and throw it at your ass. But, hey, that's what it was.
Hey.
And the shit that I – the thing I support about the Hebrew Israelites is that, hey, look, have our own shit and be black. Okay? That I support. The shit they be talking about that day in African and all the other stuff, I tell them, hey, look, let's get a DNA sample and then go ahead and check it out. But
Right.
The motherfucker had it was like on like 111, I think it was, in Michigan. And we were just, me, my uncle, we were going to see another friend of mine who at his shop, at his place of business. And motherfucker wanted to go ahead and get in front of us and confront us, man. What about this black man? What's going on, black man? Blah, 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 blah. Dude, I don't really, you know, I got some shit to do, man. You stepping in one of the ways, you impede my traffic here, and this is the one of the ways I fucking make my money. So, you know, you need to leave me alone.
Right.
And he started talking crazy shit, man. Then a sister walked by, and they was talking something. I said, man, y'all fucking wrong for that, man. And it just went on for that. You know, the sister walked by. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, I didn't think you'd be doing that shit in Chicago. There's some same shit. I was seeing some fucking videos of these motherfuckers out there in New York doing that shit, but I didn't think that would happen in Chicago. That shit really fucking blew me away. That shit really, really fucking blew me away. And it made me so mad, man. I started walking away, but then my cousin, he's a shooter. So I was like, man, KC, let's go, man. I don't want you over here. I ain't got no time for that fucking, you know, going to jail, gladiator camp kind of shit, man. Let's go. But them bastards there, I can't fuck with them. There's a few other groups out here I really wouldn't fuck with either. I wouldn't deal with them. I wouldn't fuck with them. But I want to go ahead and deal with the types of groups who are talking about us doing stuff for us. And don't be telling me that I'm a traitor because I want to go ahead and get my own fucking land and not deal with the bullshit in America. I'm tired of the bullshit in America. I served in your fucking army watching you do shit. I was a government employee watching you fuck over people. And I'm tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it.
Yes, sir. Okay. But what it is, though, man, see, when it comes to this knowledge, Nas, as you know, man, because over the years that I've came to, man, you know, doing Blog Talk myself, man, is that, you know, you got to spoon feed this knowledge. You see what I'm saying? It's because some of this knowledge, man, you know, you can have some reactions to it. You see what I'm saying? You know, this is why you got to spoon feed it, let it marinate, and then, you know, let them start spreading their wings, man, and saying, well, hey, Shabaka, you know, you was right about that. Hey, Nas, you was right about that. You see what I'm saying? Hey, Paris, you was right about that. You see what I mean? And you got to spoon feed this knowledge, because keep in mind, man, we're only 150 years out of slavery, institutional slavery.
You say a lot of stuff I agree with, but hey, look, I'm sorry, brother, I can't agree with that. We got too many people out here hurting and dying, and so it's time to go ahead and stop baby feeding these motherfuckers and tell them what the real facts. Okay, so hey, look, if I'm telling you that, hey, look, our babies out here dying, I'm willing to show you a picture of our dead babies, motherfucker. Look, this is what you support. The murder of our kids.
Yeah.
The fucking dismembered. Yeah. You see that sister that got dismembered?
Oh, man. No, enlighten me on that one there, Nas, is because I do know there was a case
in
Chicago, man, with these migrants.
She was a 19-year-old girl. I can't remember what it was. And she was a 19-year-old girl. A couple of weeks ago, she went to go on a date with this white dude. Okay? And the white dude
Picked
her up and buried her.
Oh, man. You know what, Nas? I think I do got some notes on that, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, just like with that Aaron Rodgers motherfucker, you know, who was beating his black wife, you know what I mean? And got her all up in a hospital bed and all this old type of shit, you know. And Ben, I even seen some videos, man, up here where these crackers going to say, yeah, I'll go fuck your mama, you black-ass nigga. I'll go fuck your wife, this, that, there, the other, and all this old type of shit. And then if black people was to sit up there and say the same thing in reverse, oh, man, you're in violation of community standards, man, because I've been suspended so many goddamn times off of social media, man, it's pathetic. You know what I'm saying?
Man, but please. I've been kicked off a bunch of the platforms. I don't give a fuck. That's why I had about four different. So you kick off one, another one, I had another one pop up. Right? And a couple of them I can't remember the passwords. Oh, then, like, on Facebook particularly, with these motherfuckers had done, right? For one of my accounts, okay, it was my Chef Rob account on Facebook, right?
Right.
They told me that I have to send them my picture ID, and I was like, nigga, I ain't gonna never do no shit.
Oh, you do? Oh, you too, Chef Rob. Yeah, but now let me. Yeah, now I'm glad you brought that up, man. Because see, my first Facebook page, man, that I had, right? Okay. Oh, right. This is when the police killings were starting, man. You know, like with Little Tamir Rice, man. Right. Philando Castile, you know, with Diamond Reynolds got up there and did a live feed, and I saw the live feed go down when they shot and killed her husband. How that black woman had that strength with her baby in the back is beyond me. So she goes to court. And I think in Minnesota, I think. And then she comes out to court and she just breaks down and cries on mainstream media, says, where are you black men at? They are assassinating us, you know. And I mean, and the sister just broke. I mean, all the stress and what have you, you know what I'm saying? Because as we all know, stress bends steel, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So they asked me, man, well, we got to see your license, your social security number. So you know what I did, Chef Rob? I sent him a picture of a jigaboo coon, and then the first part where it says, you know, where it says, what's your first name? I put the word fuck, and then it says, for your last name, I said you. You know what I'm saying? Man, and you should, and man, in the hate mail I got from them motherfuckers, they tore it down, and this, that, that, the other. And then sometimes, man, you know, like when we did a show on Muhammad Ali, you know, some of these boxing groups have come up, you know what I'm saying? And these white folks keep calling him Cassius Clay. I says, well, wait a minute, man. You're talking about the slave trader that owned his family, right? No. Well, you see, no, you ain't. See, and let me tell you something about me, Chef Rob. One thing a motherfucker is not going to tell me, man, is shit that I've lived through. You see what I'm saying? They could ask questions.
Exactly.
You're not going to tell me shit that I lived through. That man sacrificed his prime years when he got up there and says, you know what? Ain't no Viet Cong ever called me a nigga. Ain't no Viet Cong, you know, ever raped our woman and killed our babies. You crackers are my enemies. You know what I'm saying?
That takes me back to the title of my show. I'm not mad at the immigrants. I'm mad at politicians.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at them because they ain't done nothing to me. Not individually, or even not even as a group. What is going on is the U.S. government is mad and has been at war with those countries for years and have been fucking over their economy and go ahead and fuck up their economic and political situation over there. And so they come
up here with
the individuals up here who help fuck them over, especially when the word get passed around. Hey, look, you know, this ain't happening because of that. And that part is the U.S. government.
Yeah, right. And Obama in particular. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, you remember when Obama went over there to Kenya, man, and President Kenyatta, and I don't know what his relation is to Jomo, but President Kenyatta told, hey, Mr. President, welcome here to Kenya. This is your ancestral land. We're interested in doing economical building and what have you, upgrading the quality of life. What does Obama get up there and start saying, man? Well, you can't get mad at two men that love each other and all that, and President Kenyatta says, hold it, Barack, you got to shut it down, man. As a matter of fact, we're going to have to ask you to leave. It's because in our culture, man, we place great emphasis, man, on the procreation of life. That only happens between the union of man and woman. So he gets on Air Force One.
Right,
his next stop was Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. So the head of state of Ethiopia calls Barack up in flight and said, hey, Mr. President, we heard about your escapade down in Nairobi, brother. Check this out, man. Don't even bother landing here. You see, now when you go to Oakland, you see they got a large Ethiopian population right there. So one day, man.
In Oakland?
I was sitting. Oh, yes, sir. That's the birthplace of the Black Panther Party, man.
I know about the one up in, the groups up in Minnesota. I mean, like, that's where that politician, what is her name? She came from.
Sister
Eve. I didn't know about
Ilhan Omar. Oh, yes, sir, most definitely, man. And so then when you go to Los Angeles, too, man, they even got a section of town called Little Ethiopia. So one day, man, I'm speaking to this sister.
I ain't been there in a minute. Hey. I need to get back over there.
Oh, yes, sir. And then I says, man, I says to the sister, why are you women so hypnotically beautiful? You know what she said? With a beautiful smile, she says, it's the water. It's God. You know, And I says, yeah, it's Lord, you know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, Ilhan Omar had put up on her Twitter page of this white supremacist that called up her personal phone number, calling her all kind of B words, what he's going to do to her and stuff like that. And I said to Ilhan, I says, Ilhan, he's probably frustrated because he cannot get a woman as beautiful as you are. You know what I'm saying? They are hypnotically beautiful. They are hypnotically beautiful. So they
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
I haven't been to Ethiopia, but I've been to Somalia, which is like a
dinner. Okay.
When you go to Somalia, right, man, you'd be like, all these bras look the same, but they fine as hell.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I mean, beautiful. Exactly. I mean, beautiful, beautiful. I also been to Mombasa. I've been to Kenya. And a lot of them come down there. You can tell as you can tell on the on like the border, you know, as we was on I was doing this shit. So you can see it is like a blend, right? Because you can see that mixture.
Sir.
You know, the darker ones with the curlier hair as that border of Kenya and Somalia. In Mogadishu, man, it's rough now, and it was rough way back when. I mean, in Mogadishu, I saw the longest fucking extension cord in my goddamn life. This cord. They was connecting cords and connecting cords and connecting cords.
Yes, sir.
Connecting cords. That shit went about 4 or 5 blocks, man. And they would just put that cord up on that was needed to put it up on this or whatever tree or pole that was there.
Yes, sir. You know? And then I even saw some YouTube videos over there from the region, man, where these young brothers over there, man, was developing electricity, man, off of minerals, you know what I'm saying? And the brothers was breaking it down about, hey, we could use this here for building and things of that nature right there, you see? So that's what we got to do, black family, is that we got to build up our own businesses and our own industries, and we also got to build up some infrastructures such as electricity,
sanitation. Had his brothers. I'm trying to find him where he's at because he had a lot of information. He was doing houses down there in St. Louis. He moved over back to New York, and when I went to Florida, I met him down there in Florida. Man, him and his group was doing a lot of stuff at that time, so I ain't talked to him. But
yes, sir.
I was building businesses and stuff.
Yes,
so
sir.
So the thing is like when you look at these people. They stick together. They may not be from the same area, same country. And if you go ahead and look at their history, you know, some of them, you know, countries down there in South America, they was at war with each other. I found out a few years ago, I didn't know this, that Colombia had war with Mexico. I was like, I didn't know some of that. I didn't know some of that. That's just like
sir.
My mind. But when they hear, they will go ahead and my wife's from Colombia, right? So if you look at my wife, you'd be like, oh, that's a beautiful sister. But she don't understand a lot of English. She don't understand a lot of English. My wife looked more like an East Indian, a dark East Indian, black East Indian.
Okay. And then, too, there was a brother that came on my show years ago that was talking about the Dalits. Okay, wait a minute. The Dalits is because, you know, over there in India, they got that caste system. You know what I'm saying? And they're very, very warlike, too, because I got into it with one of the motherfuckers, man. You know what I'm saying? And this fool was ready to fight. And I said, yeah, come on, man. Let's do it to it. You know, it's because over there, they got a caste system. And this is why I say fuck Mahatma Gandhi. It's because Mahatma Gandhi, when he did his thing.
Oh, he was shit, man. Check it out.
Exactly.
Let me show you something else. If you read up on
him,
you'll see some of the negative shit he was saying about people of African descent. But let me make my point.
Oh, absolutely. The capper.
Let me make my point real quick. Even though these countries have been warring, you know, the Latino countries have been warring, they fighting each other and shit. If you're going to Mexico, the southern border, it's a lot of black folks down there because they're coming from Panama and different countries where you know that it's relevant. They don't like them. When I was walking down the street, man, motherfuckers was asking me, hey, look, when I was in Mexico, you Cuban? You Dominican? you know, you Panamanian, because your mother, they was ready to go ahead and chop me up down there because I was by myself, you know, like, they didn't like it. I went to a club, motherfucker told me I got to get the fuck out. So,
yeah.
But when they hear, they got they what links them all together is the language.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter. It's
that
what
part.
Links them together is the language. And they all will go ahead and deal with each other over here because of the language.
Yes, sir.
Now, what's going to go ahead and link
yes,
up
sir.
Together? With even brothers and sisters in the United States living, sitting next in one city next to another. What's to link us together?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers are on different bullshit
yeah.
around the goddamn planet. Stupid ass.
Oh, yo, yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and you know
and
man,
what
I
happens
used,
is,
we didn't
man.
Tell motherfuckers, man, he look, you
yeah.
know, you in America speaking English,
mm-hmm.
you know, you ain't British. You ain't English.
Right.
But you're going to tell me in the same
right.
fucking breath that I ain't African. Oh, really? Oh.
Exactly.
This is why, you know,
Dr. Marimba
this
Ani said. Yes, sir, Nas, and then as Dr. Marimba Ani said about the Ma'afa disaster so bad, it is beyond description. You see, Dr. Marimba Ani was heavy, brother, you know what I'm saying? And as you know, that she was a student of the one and only Dr. John Henry Clark. She attended Hunter's College there in New York, and then what Dr. Ani did is that she went to Africa and she submerged herself in the rural culture for about 15 years, where she did a lot of her research, and this is what I try to tell Sarge's ass, you know, like when you come on my podcast, man, you hear the opening track that we play, which is African Sunset by Mama Africa, the one and only Ms. Miriam Makeba, may she rest in power. And she spoke Zulu, Xhosa, you know what I'm saying? She spoke three languages, and plus that she spoke some European languages as well, too. And then she did a clip, man, or a film clip, man, about 1963-1964, it was in black and white. She says, you know, we translate, you know, she says we pass down our history orally, you know, from what they call the griots, right? Okay, and what happens with the griot, as you know, the griot announces that, hey, man, I'm getting ready to come down here and recite the history, and the griot will sit there, Nas, and will not repeat himself and will speak for about 72 hours, and he says, take all your notes and what have you, man, because I'm going to be gone by for the next 3 years, you see what I'm saying? So old Sarge going to tell me, Well, Shabaka, the best thing to do is to write history. And I say, Sarge, look, man, how many goddamn lies, man, have been wrote down, man? You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best to have the griot to come down there. Well, he might forget shit. No. He ain't gonna do it. Well, it's best to be written on, man, because of all the lies that they have wrote. You see what I mean? And like I said, man, you know, you can listen to some of my backtracks, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the most brilliant motherfucker there is, man, but I do try
sure.
my best. And I will take some criticism over the years, what I've had, and then I would acknowledge my mistake, you know what I mean? And then and I would say is that what it is that we got to embrace elements of our culture because, as you know yourself, Nas, you got to spoon feed this knowledge. You see what I'm saying? Because when you look at this goddamn idiot box, you know what I'm saying? You know, with some stupid motherfucker like Caitlyn Jenner, man, who's going to say, well, good riddance to OJ. And then this son of a bitch himself went out there and killed somebody in a traffic accident and settled out of court. You see what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, man.
I got knowledge on that last week. Brother Paris brought that up to my attention. You know
what
I mean?
I didn't know
and
that.
Then, yeah, and then what we try to tell these people, Nas, and I said every
so
time.
So what you're saying? Wait, hold on. What you're saying is Bigfoot.
Yes, sir.
Bigfoot is a hypocrite.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. And I remember, Nas, back in 76 when that motherfucker, man, went out there and won the gold medal in the decathlon. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, man, he got hooked up with them Kardashians and that Hollywood shit and all that old bullshit, you know what I'm saying, where they got our women out there ghetto gagging, man, to get their quote-unquote big debuts, you know what I'm saying, to be in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
But there is... Two black women that I admire from the best of my knowledge that did not partake in that bullshit is Ruby Dee, Ozzie Davis's wife, and Miss Cicely Tyson. And if you ever saw the motion picture Sounder Brother talk about the black experience, the enhanced nines, it's going to make you cry. Here's the part that made me cry, man, is that, as you know, Sounder was the dog, right? It's in Depression-era Louisiana. So Paul Winfield being the daddy, just like James on Good Times, he's out of money. He's got to feed his family, so fuck it. He went and stole some food, right? So then the police come up there and take him to jail. So Sounder, when they was handcuffing a brother and beating him, Sounder goes up there and tries to defend him. So the sheriff shoots Sounder, the dog. So the dog goes off, man, into the woods. You see what I'm saying? And so Cicely Tyson is telling her son, he's like 12, 13 years old now, well, you got to go see your daddy. You know what I'm saying? Take your daddy this stuff right here. And she's telling her son, look, whatever you do, you got to sleep on the side of the road. Don't you go to nobody's house. So you see young man out there struggling. He's putting in the work, man. Young man is out there doing it. He finally sees his daddy. You know what I'm saying? So his daddy's asking him, okay, how's your mama? How's everybody? You know, give me a report of everything on the home front, you know, just to paraphrase. So he does. And so then, you know, Kevin Hooks gets back home, you know, to Cicely Tyson and says, okay, I saw daddy. He's alive. He's fucked up, but he's still alive, you know. And then the scene at the end, brother, and if you don't break down and cry on this man, you are not human. Where he's coming across down the dirt road, crossing the farmland, right? Then Cicely Tyson sees her man. She rushes across the field. He sees her. He's trying to get to her. She's running to him. He's trying to get to her. It was a very, very intense scene, you know. So then when they finally meet and greet, then here comes Sounder out of the wilderness, you know what I'm saying? So Sounder's still alive. But then reading Cicely Tyson's book, when she said that she was on the set of about 1971-72, and this white producer says, well, you niggas love sex and violence, and we're getting ready to give you a whole genre of it. And then here comes your movies, Shaft, Superfly, The Mac, Judo Jones, Cleopatra Jones, and all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And
but let me show you something. Those things and what you just said, that, you know, that mm-hmm. positive thing followed by a lot of negative shit, right?
Yes, sir.
And,
yes.
And it keeps reoccurring, you know. You know, even if you go ahead and look at the rap scene, man, it was positive.
Yes, sir.
And it came to negative.
Right.
And even to this day,
right now,
to this
yeah.
fucking day, you had these young men going ahead and talking about sucking off another young man, you know, and encouraging them to go ahead and get with another sister.
Yeah.
So you know, it's always that negative shit. And then you had, and I wish I had saved that thing here. It was two black attorneys, right? And it was two different videos.
Yes, sir.
Two black attorneys.
Yes, sir.
Because they was representing some of the rappers in court. And,
yes,
and
sir.
Both of them said almost the exact identical same thing here. It was like, hey, look, you think that people like P. Diddy and all that other stuff is controlled. They're not. They're controlled by other
right.
individuals. And it says a whole lot of Jewish representation there. And these
oh,
individuals.
Oh, that's who put Hollywood on the map.
Right, if they were saying, but it was in the music industry, and these two
yes,
attorneys
sir.
Were saying the exact same thing, and they were saying something like, they're setting the agenda, they're setting what you can and cannot go ahead and sing and rap
yes,
about.
Yes, sir.
And y'all don't see it, It's sad.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, man. And then what's happening is that they're normalizing ghetto gagging. They're normalizing, you know, our black men being effeminized. You know what I mean? They're normalizing, well, we just all the same and all that. Bring your ass out here to this motherfucking desert, man, in about 2 months, man, and I'll show your white ass of how we are not the same. But you got to leave your sunscreen at home, okay?
Wait.
Because what I'm on
is... I got a question about it. What do you think it means that we're all the same?
Okay, well, what it is, though, now, is this a damn snow job, man, is because they're trying to gaslight us to forget about slavery, right? They're trying to gaslight us for us to forget about the brutalization of the civil rights movement. They're trying to gaslight us, man, for us to forget about our ancestors who made the black, who made the ultimate sacrifice in the black empowerment era. Now, let's look at Ella Barker. Let's look at Fannie Lou Hamer, man. Let's look at Huey Newton, man. Let's look at little Bobby Hutton. What in the entire fuck do you think that they would say, man, if they was to come back to life and see our men folks shoving ketchup up their ass, talking about they having a menstrual cycle, see our women up here talking about, you know, I don't need no man and all this old type of stuff, and, you know, and got all these cat bumpers out here and got this, you know, and all our women is emasculated and all our men is effeminized. You see what I'm saying? And this is why we created the hashtag in the group called Resurrection of the Mental Dead. You see what I'm saying? You see what I mean? You know, and then too, Nas, you ought to see the hate mail that I get off in the chat room and all this old type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Brain dead motherfuckers up here threatening me.
I don't mind people. Yes, sir. I set up the chat room because that chat room is for individuals to go ahead and talk amongst themselves. I see the comments. But
yes,
that ain't dealing with the topic of my show. You can say what the fuck you want to go ahead and say over there. I've gotten used to individuals coming and going ahead and saying outrageous, outlandish stuff. So there's some things I see in my chat room right now I don't agree with. But hey, look, go ahead.
Okay.
I don't want that to distract me. It was something I wanted to bring up to you also. You mentioned Dr. Clark.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Clark.
Yes, sir.
I remember I was on a panel. Somebody asked me to call in.
Yes,
and we were talking to Dr. Clark's secretary.
Oh, okay.
Sister Stevens. Stevenson's, I think it was her name.
Okay.
I hadn't reached out here long in a while. I hope she's hadn't transitioned. But she used to break down a whole lot of stuff. You know, it was something I said, and she corrected me right away. And so I was like,
okay.
And I got a lot of respect for her, man. And kind of got busy with some other things going on at that point. But it was a lot of stuff she put out about Dr. Clark, and she corrected some myths and all this other stuff about Clark, by Dr. Clark. And so I need to reach out to some of these people again and get some more of these people back to come and go ahead and to talk about, you know, what they saw yesterday and what's going on today. Plus, I had somebody from I didn't get him on my show, but I was working to get Dr. Claude Anderson on my show. You know, somebody else I had on my show,
man.
Quite interesting. Sam Greenlee.
Oh, okay. I've heard the name. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had Sam Greenlee on my show. You know, he put together the spook who sat by the door.
Oh,
so,
I love that movie.
You didn't see when he talked about this. I met him at a we were doing like the Juneteenth parades here, you know, before it became legal. So he would come and would sit damn near in the back of the room, and I was sitting there next to him, not next to him, but near him. And I would listen to him, and I was like, who's that old dude, man? What are you talking about? So someone told me that's Sam Greenlee. And at the time, it didn't resonate. Okay, so, you know, I heard about the movie, but I didn't ever know who wrote it. So as I got to talking to him, you know, I was like, I want to go ahead and know more. You know more. You're fascinated. I got some journalistic experience. I want to ask you some questions I might want to go ahead. He said, no problem. He also gave me a copy of, he actually put out, he did the spook sat by the door. He gave me a lot of inside information on the spook who sat by the door. One of the questions I asked him, I said, would you better go ahead and do that movie today? He said, yeah, it's easier today. He said, but it's easy today, but back then he got a lot of flack. He said he also had to leave the country.
Oh, that part.
Yeah, that was another reason. Like, he looked at the movie, he kind of fell off because, you know, the FBI was giving him problems. They told him, don't do. What did he tell me? They wouldn't let him put the movie out. I think he was like telling him, don't do anything else similar to this or something like that. So, but he found out when he got over to England and then other parts of Europe.
Yeah.
Germany, they knew all about Sam Greenlee. Okay?
Oh.
They knew all about Sam Greenlee. He was like, they accepted me, and he had a good, he lived his life better over there. Okay? When it was, he didn't tell me when it was actually safe to come back, but when he got back here, he had already wrote a few other books. Okay? Where that motherfucker at? I got one here, and I really wish that somebody would go ahead and pick up that, because it's similar to that. But it's similar to like the what were them books called, man, with the pimp and stuff, man? I forgot that shit.
Oh, Iceberg Slim.
Yeah,
Trip
it was
Baby.
Similar to that, but this was a different version.
Yeah.
Sam really also spent time, and I check this out. This is what I was saying earlier about the United States fucking over other countries,
mm-hmm.
right? Fucking
yes,
over other countries, and when people go ahead and turn the finger on them, the United States put their hand in there, like, oh, we had nothing to do with it. That's all you people. Okay, like the mother, like
mm-hmm.
the immigrants, the individuals coming across the borders, coming from the South. Hey, look, you know, you need to stay in your own country. Yeah, well, you helped fuck up my country. So Sam
mm-hmm.
Greeley talked about back in, I think he was saying back in the 50s, that how
yeah.
the U.S. was working on destroying Iran and Iraq
mm-hmm.
even then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one
mm-hmm.
of his books, which I don't know, I got a couple of them, because I remember that's another one he
yeah.
got. Because he wrote a book that was like based on his life. And he said the stuff he was writing about was not, it was like somewhat of his life story. Okay, that's what the story
yes,
was about the door, because he was in some special units. And he showed me a whole lot of pictures, too. I used to go to his house and make chili.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he liked. Okay? He
mm-hmm.
liked chili.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
there was a whole lot of stuff that he had. He had said,
mm-hmm.
He had said to me, man, and as a matter of fact, I've been trying to put, I think I talked to him, I gave two interviews on Blog Talk for it, and I'm going to try to go back. And if you want to go ahead and look at the archives of Blog Talk, they're still on Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Okay? They're still
right.
on Blog Talk. You know, those
right.
interviews were there, and the stuff he was saying, man, was just it was blowing my mind, because
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of stuff that he was mentioning on how the U.S. government ain't changed. You know, when they
exactly.
talk about regime change, man, they doing that to a lot of people. And a lot of the stuff that the United States does is based on the dollar. Let's destroy this
yeah,
company in this company in this country, because the businesses, the corporations, they're the ones more pissed off with a lot of stuff that's going on. The oil industry is pissed
oh, yeah.
off at what's going on down there in South America. That's one of the reasons, they help fund even these fucking mercenaries to go ahead and tear these motherfuckers.
Yeah,
the fuck.
Proxy wars.
A lot of these companies are working. A lot of these corporations are going ahead and hiring mercenaries to this day to fuck up what's going on in Africa. You know they discovered a lot of oil a few years back in Uganda, right?
Yes, sir. Most definitely. And that's
so
why we appreciate
that oil,
President
right?
President
Museveni. The
yes,
Ugandan
sir.
Government didn't want to fuck with America. They were saying
mm-hmm.
we want to control this like the Arabs control nation. The Arabs control
yeah, exactly.
that fucking oil. I think Nigeria is the fourth or fifth major producer of oil on the planet. But you know
yes,
that they
sir.
Don't own the whole all the oil. They leasing the land.
Yeah, exactly. You're saying
they're
fucking
not
up
oil.
The environment
the
with
all
it.
They shit outright.
Yep, that's what your boy Professor P.L.O. Lumumba is about. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Is because, you know, when I listen to Professor P.L.O. Lumumba, man, I have to spend a couple of days to listen to him, man, is because, you know, he really breaks it down. You know what I'm saying? Is because he says when the Portuguese came, we gave and we gave and gave and they took from us. When the Arabs came, we gave and gave and they took from us. Just like down there, man, in the Congo, okay, you know, the diamond resources, what they did to Patrice Lumumba. And you know who gave the order
right.
to assassinate Patrice Lumumba,
right?
That was your boy Eisenhower. You know what
right.
I'm saying? That's what your boy John Foster Dulles was all about. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember as a child in the 60s, man, when they used to have this TV series called Tarzan, right? You know, here you got this white motherfucker down there in Africa, man, talking about he can communicate with all the animals and fighting with alligators and all this shit, and you had a lot of black actors and stuff who was coming up with that era, you know what I'm saying, because there was a couple of episodes with Cicely Tyson in it. They even had a couple of episodes with the Supremes in it, Diana Ross, Mary Wilson, Florence Ballard, you know what I mean? Well, they was coming down there as missionaries, you see what I'm saying, or neo-colonialists. Then you even had one episode there with James Earl Jones was on it before. You know, he made a big name for himself when he did The Great White Hope. You see, so in other words, man, what they do is that they use us to degrade us, the ones that put on the puppet strings and what have you. And this is why, Nas, if you ever come out west, man, you got to go through Reno, Nevada. Now, let me tell you why you got to go through Reno, Nevada.
You know what?
Because
I
on the 4th of July.
It used to be a time where I love to just go here and jump on a train, jump on a bus. Okay, because, you know, flying
yes,
don't do, you know, just I only do the flying is when I want to get there right away. But you, when you go here and see,
yeah,
where, you know, I live here. I wanted to see. And
yes,
I was
sir,
living in Sacramento at the time. And I took a
bus,
right? I would never do that shit again, not going through that, not going that route. It took me through Reno.
Yeah.
I got out the bus. I was like, oh, let me hang out for a few days. Okay, you know, the motherfuckers got fucking slot machines and Burger King. I was like, hey, what the hell? Just get out of the money.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like going through those mountains. That was really, really bad.
Yeah, the Sierra Nevadas. Yeah, those are dangerous,
it was
the Sierra
like
Nevadas.
I was like, ooh, man, this was scary as hell.
I got caught up there in the snow a few times, man, you know, going through Donner Pass, as they call it. You know what I'm saying? Interstate 80. And as you know, Nas, Interstate 80 will take you all the way from San Francisco all the way to Ocean City, Maryland, and goes right straight through the heart of downtown Chicago, you know, because I remember in my teenage years, I went and visited my family in Chicago, and I said, I'm on Interstate 80, you know, and I'm looking at the map, man, and I said, this motherfucker go all the way across the nation.
All
like
the way to Chicago,
because 80
takes, you know, just pretty much like south of Chicago, okay? Pretty much south of Chicago,
yeah,
but it's still Chicago. I wanted to bring up something.
Oh,
here,
yes,
bro,
sir.
I want to bring
yes,
up, okay,
sir,
so when you talked about Latrice Lumumba, his last name get to me because I don't practice it, but, you know, Latrice. I had always known, and like somebody typed something, this one I will address. I had always known that Muammar Gaddafi wasn't as horrible as these people. He just didn't want to play with America and Europe, and they bullshit. Okay, he gave the families, right? If you got married, he gave you $50,000. He paid free health, free dental, gave you cars.
Yeah.
He took care of people with the oil that was
house
coming out of it. Okay, so
and it was some other Arabs that
was upset and jealous coming out of Saudi Arabia. So they helped set this story that he was fucking horrible. So the individual in the room here was talking about Idi Amin. When I hear individuals, Negroes, say bad shit about Idi Amin, that means you never studied. Never studied.
Yeah, nobody studied.
He didn't
want to
play this fucking game with him.
Exactly.
Idi Amin didn't want to play the game.
Yeah, because he didn't want to be no damn, he didn't want to be on no puppet string. You see what I'm saying? So then, of course, man, you know, they say all kind of negative shit about it, man. Then also, too, they would say that Idi Amin had VD. Idi Amin, I remember, he says, yeah, you know, the colonizers say I have VD. Yes, I do have VD. I'm very dangerous.
When you go ahead and you look at that, man, so it's like when I go ahead and look at the people, the men that the U.S. is wanting to go in and tear down because they bad, they put that media blitz. That's one reason. That's another reason because I got some plans. And that's another reason I'm trying to go ahead and do these shows, because I'm going to go ahead and do my own media and all that other stuff. So when I look at the shit with Chavez in Venezuela, they talk stupid shit about him. And at the same time, the U.S. is doing all kinds of fucking dirty, fucking horrible shit. And then they got these fucking businessmen going here and like I said, the mercenaries. I didn't think there's two individuals. I wish I had heard more from them, but I think they, like, covered it all up and gagged them, so to speak. Noriega and Saddam Hussein. I would love to go ahead because they used Saddam Hussein and they used Noriega. I ain't saying that they were perfect.
Yes, sir.
They're just as fucking horrible as any other fucking U.S. president. But,
yes, sir. Starting with your boy Eisenhower.
You go ahead and look at
it.
They had some secrets. And that's the thing that I didn't like. thing that I didn't like is we didn't really, you didn't really hear it from Noriega, because most times he was going ahead and he was most times defending himself, you know, and trying to go ahead and deal with it. I think he could have did a better job in defending himself and telling the secrets about the U.S., the secrets about George W. Bush the first, going ahead and helping the cocaine come in this country. Helping that fucking helping the heroin come into this country from the east. I mean from Asia.
Yes, sir.
So he should have told about that. Also, Saddam Hussein should have go ahead and talked about the different ways that the U.S. was involved in go ahead and fucking over. Go ahead, they having a problem with Iran and all this other stuff and the other nations that they would go ahead and set up shop. They would set up shop in Iraq and go ahead and fuck up other fucking nations. I really wish that they had said something about that. You notice, right, that like in Afghanistan, right, they did not stop the fucking heroin from coming out of there. That's because the pharmaceutical
because that's a sham plateau.
They let them fucking do that. They making money off that shit, so they ain't gonna fuck up
yes,
that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's just crazy. But we got the Tim Scotts and the Candace Owens of our people constantly going ahead. Oh, those people are bad. How do you know, motherfucker? You know some shit you ain't pointing out.
Exactly. And then, too, man, there was this dude, man, who used to write these books, man, by the name of Robert Ludlow, man, and he wrote all kind of books. I read about 8 of them, man. You know what I'm saying? They're some real page-turners. But you could, if you read between the lines, man, you could see of all this clandestine evil shit, man, you know, that these motherfuckers in the Central Intelligence Agency was doing. Now, you know who used to run the Central Intelligence Agency under Tricky Dick, right? You guessed it, George W. Bush Sr. You know it.
That's what I was
you
saying about
I'm
the
saying?
Heroin coming in through Asia. He was going ahead and helping out of the fucking air. That's how, like, what's that dude's name? The brother that was in New York, I think he passed a while ago. The brother that was bringing all the heroin in, okay?
I think that there was Frank Lucas. You know what I'm saying? When Denzel made that movie, American Gangster.
He was going ahead dealing directly with the U.S. government officials, and he was paying them off to bring a lot of heroin in. Because he was also talking about going ahead and helping at the time. They was in Vietnam to go ahead and help ship the dead brothers over here from Vietnam. Okay, so they were bringing, he was helping sponsor planes and all those. They was going ahead and bringing that stuff in with the help of the U.S. government. Frank Lucas was profiting.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Now, the cold part about it is, man, you know, Frank Lucas, he made his money off of that. But if brother would have cleaned that money up, man, and got about that business, man, and built some goddamn businesses, you see what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
You see it too. You know, I don't know any. It's now. Years ago, I knew people that was doing big in that shit. I don't know nobody now.
Yeah.
You know, and then like some of the motherfuckers I know that went to jail. I know people who also been deported. The only thing I even said it back then, like, man, if you just go ahead and open up a little bit of business, you can go ahead and change your stuff. Go ahead and take a fucking business course. Go ahead and do some fucking offshore stuff. You know, if you ever look into the offshore banking stuff, man, that's some criminal shit if you really ask me. So, you know, avoiding that, but you operate in the U.S. So, you know, but if they just clean up this shit a little bit, man, you'd be all right. I knew I had known of, he was my neighbor. I didn't really know him. We weren't friends. I just speak to him. This shit, man, he had a fine-ass sister. I was trying to hook up with his sister. And we was living in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And he lived just like you know, a few doors down. I think I like 4 doors down. So 4 doors down, and he was doing big money, man. When they kicked in his house, man, he had like $3 million from selling all that shit. But
Damn. You
knew he wasn't. You know, you didn't see him with a job. You always seen him in fucking nice cars and all the other stuff, man. And I just couldn't.
Right.
I was saying it then. I said it, dude. If I was this man, I would do it. But I couldn't do it no more. I had did that little business for a minute and got out. And what made me get out was I seen a harm that I was doing. I seen the harm that other people was doing. I even seen a fucking nigga go hit. Oh, man. Brace yourself. I seen a motherfucker who was selling that shit who would go here and, like, you know, especially females. And he did to a few guys. If you didn't have enough money, shit, and even if you were, like, you know, 25, whatever, you know, nickel, whatever, dime, whatever, he'd tell you to go ahead and suck my dog dick. Go ahead, no, when you get out, on, take off all your clothes and get on the floor and let my dog fuck you. And I also, almost the same day, I seen, like, three different things that made me say, I can't fucking do none of this and stay away. That's disgusting. It was a young sister came through. She was coming to buy some stuff for her mama. And dude, she was a young girl. I don't know how old she was, but to me, he got down. He started fucking right there on the couch in front of everybody, man. Be a part of this, man. It just made me sick to my fucking stomach, and I begin to change and to go ahead and develop the attitude I have now about going ahead. Black folks, we're African. I don't give a fuck what none of you say. Give me a DNA test to go ahead and show that you don't have majority African blood in you. So you can talk all this stupid other shit, but you're not. You go ahead and tell me that you're not African. But then you go ahead and you with these goddamn white people, they go ahead and tell you, I'm an American. What makes you a fucking American? They'll go ahead and tell you I'm American, but then in the same fucking breath, tell you that my roots go back to England. My roots go back to Germany, Switzerland, to Europe, period.
Yeah.
We're the only ones that go ahead and tell us, look, oh, no. You know, I'm not African. I'm black. Where do blacks come from?
Yeah.
You know, just retarded shit where you're like, motherfuckers just ain't even thinking. And it's real fucking sad. Real fucking sad.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Also, another fucking group, right? Now, I don't know where you stand on this, but I got to say it because it bugged the shit out of me. Negroes go ahead and tell me, we've been here all the time. Not like where you think. And then individuals go ahead and
tell me,
hey, look, I'm a Native American. I'm an Indian. Okay. I didn't put some people on blast and told them. I'll pay for your fucking DNA test. Go ahead, let's get the DNA test. They don't even talk to me.
Right.
So don't go ahead and tell me that you're a fucking Indian. You're not. You know, it's the mindset we have
for
to fix us going ahead and doing stuff for ourselves. This shit just took over. We really can't go ahead and feel nothing like a lot of the brothers and sisters used to go ahead and do back in the day because they had to. They had to go ahead.
And then here's one for you, Nas. I've traveled every state in the West, man. Nevada, California, Oregon, Washington, parts of Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, right? And I passed, you know, some of the places with Native Americans. And I never forget, I stopped near this place called Little Bighorn, right? Because I needed some gas I was driving. So I got into a discussion with this Native American woman, right? And she says to me, why in God's name did the black man help the white man put my people on reservations? And I says, first place, the slave only knew what the master taught him. But keep in mind, old man, I don't see no curvature in Native American women, man, like you see in the sisters. You see what I'm saying? And because they 6 o'clock. You see what I'm saying? Just like Taylor Swift, who was out here doing the Super Bowl. So therefore, I'm saying, okay, well, I'm trying to respect, you know, this knowledge, but what I'm looking at right here, I don't see that curvature. But when you look at a sister, regardless if she's from the United States, regardless if she's from South Africa, regardless if she's from Colombia, they got that curvature. And particularly down there, man, on the island of Hispaniola, which is the Dominican Republic in Haiti. You see what I'm saying? You see that curvature, but I don't see them in Native American women. You see what I'm saying?
Well, man, and then I never even American that one. I wrote that one down, so I'm going to have to use that point there, man.
They straight 6 o'clock. So don't get me wrong. Yes, sir.
When I said the DNA for the black folks that are here saying, hey, look, they part of the Choctaw and Cherokee and these, you're not, motherfucker. Do the research. Look it up.
Right.
They even got fucking legends on the shit. You were a slave.
Yeah.
The Choctaw. Your ancestors were enslaved by the Cherokee. And so, first off, if I go ahead and look at a Cherokee man and a person of African descent, y'all don't look nothing alike. But
right,
you can't convince
and then
these
get a load of this.
Trust me, I ain't
yeah,
got a
now, here's
to
one
this.
For
hey.
You.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, now look at this here, man, for you. I was in Panther Town, which is Oakland, right? So I go into
right.
a Starbucks to get my morning coffee, you know what I'm saying, to wake up, man, and I was dog-ass tired. So therefore, I saw that the sister was from Africa. So I asked her, I says, are you Fulani or are you Ashanti? She says that I'm Ashanti, but she says, but if I was Fulani, I would look just like you. And I'm like, and my mouth fell open. I said, say that again, and she did, you know. So I says, well, okay, you are a more reliable source than Skip Gates, you see, because I saw Skip Gates on TV doing the DNA, like on Samuel L. Jackson, some of the politicians, some of the, you know, civic leaders and what have you. And old Skip Gates, I noticed he places more emphasis on the DNA of the rape and slave trade and pedophile, because see, that's what I call them, and that's exactly what these motherfuckers were. You see what I'm saying? And then, and he told Samuel L. Jackson, he says, well, you're a descendant of the Mende. So then he goes to his other sister, well, you know, we did your DNA. And it came, you know, from the rape and slave trade and pedophile, the Native Americans, you see what I'm saying? And
yeah.
he's going to try to tell his sister, well, you know, you're not even black, you know what I'm saying? And but then there's a small bit, I think he said that she had ancestry there to Senegal. Now, the thing is now that you got to look at is this, brother, okay, is that when they was bringing our people over here on those slave ships and places like New Orleans, Louisiana, Charleston, South Carolina, Annapolis, Maryland, and what have you, then they would violate our woman. And then, of course, as you know about Black Friday, it ain't the day before Thanksgiving. Black Friday is where the slave traders would take their sons, 13, 14 years old, and then they'd go up there and buy them black girls for them to, quote, unquote, to breed slaves with. This is what me and Sarge got into this argument about the motion picture called Mandingo. You see what I mean? And Muhammad Ali had said when he was the heavyweight champion at that time in his second reign, talking about Ken Norton, and he says, you know, there's no way in hell that I will sit up there and play some shit like that in the fucking movies, you know what I'm saying? Because that shit was degradation, you know. So then old Sarge is going to try to tell me, well, you know, Ali had some Irish in him, and I try to say, Sarge, that there's the raping, slave trading. Yeah, but hold it though. And so Sarge blew a gasket. That's the raping, slave trading, pedophile. Now Sarge gonna tell me, well, man, if it wasn't for that, man, we wouldn't exist. I say, Sarge, you know the theory of
bullshit.
The hummingbird, right? Now, yeah. Now hold on, old Nas, you gonna love this. Here's how I got Sarge, and I say, Sarge, don't blow a gasket, man. When I tell you this, when you look at the hummingbird, right? The motherfucker flies, right? He says, well, yeah. I says, it's quite agile in its movements, right? He says, yeah. I says, but Sarge, but mathematically, this motherfucker can't fly. But yet it does. You
right.
see where I'm going here with this here now?
Yeah.
Same rule
yeah.
applies right here. And then keep in mind is that goddamn raping, slave trading pedophile, man, he'll sell his own offspring up there, quote unquote. You see what I mean? And then when you
they
get these
have.
Brains,
they
yes,
have.
Yes,
too
yes,
many times.
Yes.
It's been too many times they've gone ahead and sold their daughters into slavery. It's been too many times.
Yes, sir.
Okay, too
yeah.
many times.
And then,
you know,
let me
try to remember. I didn't want to go ahead and quote this wrong here. But I had seen times
yeah.
where it was individuals, Europeans, who would come down to Africa and try to impress so they don't go here and get their fucking heads cut off and all that other stuff. So they would come down. They would bring their daughters.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
and then here's one for you.
Have morals, man. Hell no.
No, they don't have no morals. Now, here's one for you. Let's look at Her Majesty, Queen Nzinga of Mutamba, which is modern-day Angola. Her
right.
Majesty got approached by the Portuguese, you know what I'm saying, in the 1500s. So they
right.
come there. She meets and greets with them. Then they come back again on the ships. About 4 or 5 years later, because you know, you didn't have the trains, you didn't have the planes and all that, so it's going to take
right,
you a minute, you know what I mean?
About a year.
Yeah, oh yeah. And so then the Portuguese come up there, and he's bringing his military sent by King Philip, if I'm not mistaken, of Portugal. So His military goes to Her Majesty and says, well, ma'am, you are now a colony of Portugal. And Queen Nzinga, with her lovely ass, said at the age of 16 now, she says, motherfucker, do you care to repeat that? And he did. And she says, okay, now it's time to put some work in on you bastards. And for 50 years, from her teenage right. years all the way into her adult life, she fought them damn Portuguese off. And then keep in mind, let's look at Queen Amina of Zazzau, which is modern-day Nigeria, okay? She wanted to be a warrior, you know what I'm saying? And she trained herself and what have you, and she commanded over 20,000 troops. Let's look at Her Majesty Hatshepsut of Kemet, okay? She went out there into the field and commanded her troops. Let's look at the brother Mansa Musa, okay, of the Songhai Empire, mm-hmm. who states, you know, he goes to the palace one day and he tells his wife, he says, say, baby, you got to come go with me. And she says, well, what do you mean? I'm the queen of the Songhai. She says, no, honey, you got to come with me because we're at war. I got intelligence reports. We got these fuck boys coming down here trying to invade us with the crack of their nasty asses. Okay. And I'd much rather die in battle with you by my side than to leave you here at the palace to be raped if in the event that we get invaded, you know what I'm saying? So she right. got up there with her lovely ass and went out there, and Mansa Musa put the work in, just like I tried to tell Joe Gibson and Sarge. Well, the Greeks, no, man, these is a bunch of pedophiles. They were a bunch of fuckboys. Socrates, Aristotle, Plato, you know, they go down there.
Here, let me show you something real fast. When you go ahead and look at the time where those, like, statues, they got, the Greeks got statues. Almost all the European, Italians, all them got, the Romans at the time, they got, all them got all these statues and all these other and pictures and paintings and portraits of men having sex with men, right? And at that same time, somebody just pointed this out to me. He said, at that same time, you don't see none of that shit in Africa.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? It's because what happened is in African societies, you know, when a dude sit up there and says, hey, he likes men, the rulers, the elders will tell dude, they'll try to counsel him a little bit, and they say, look, man, check this out. We place great emphasis on the procreation of life, that there only happens between a union between man and woman. So what you could do, man, you can go over here and go get you some, you know what I'm saying, from one of the ladies, man, and start procreating, man. Or you got to get the fuck up out of here, man, because we ain't having it. You see what I'm saying? And then
this one sister broke something down. Because this one sister was trying to, it was actually, I can't remember, it was actually a blog talk show I was listening to. And there was this white woman who called in and said, hey, look, there wasn't a lot of, there was homosexuality in Africa, but most of it was amongst the women. Man, that sister, I don't want to say her name because, you know, we didn't fall out, but I need her to call me so I give her some props. She broke it down. Yeah. She said, no, bitch. It wasn't nothing like that. Yeah. She said with the women was touching each other and trying to get them to understand how they're supposed to treat their man.
Right. Right.
So, you know,
you see what I'm saying?
With that bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. And why do you think, man, that they always wanted to suppress the knowledge of King Shaka down there in Tanzania? You know what I'm saying? It's because I'm sure, Nas, you heard us over the years, where Mad Dr. D, you know, who had transitioned about 2 years ago, right?
Right.
His firstborn, his daughter, went over to Tanzania, right? And she was on a recent show. Okay.
Yeah. I was listening to it.
Okay, and I asked her, I says, okay, when you were there, did you feel an ancestral connection? And she said, oh, very much so. You see what I'm saying? Very much so. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, her father, the one and only Mad Dr. D, man, if it wasn't for him, man, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, man, would not have been able to exist, right? Okay,
right.
So then... and this is why I'm always playing the African Sunset by Mama Africa, Miriam Makeba. You know what I'm saying? Is because, as she said, is that when the white man came here, you know, he says, well, you didn't exist until we discovered you, which is ridiculous. You see, and this is what I argue with Sarge about. This is what I argue with old Joe about. This is what I argue with some other individuals about.
Sarge and Joe seem to go ahead and say, hey, you know, they seem to be supporting this bullshit that, hey, look, we brought, you know, Europeans brought civilization to Africa, and also bringing the Africans, you know, enslaving the Africans and kidnapping them and transporting here, you know, was better for them. And how can you figure that? How can you go ahead and see that? If you go ahead and even look at the conditions that they was going ahead living in, they go ahead and change to a dead motherfucker, who individuals who throwing up and shitting on themselves, or just shitting on right where they
are. Yes, sir.
So how can those conditions be better? And if you're trying to bring them into some better conditions, why you had to go ahead and put them through that stuff? Shouldn't they be going ahead and ride first class, so to speak? So, you know, they don't make no fuck.
No, man, you see what I'm saying, man? Once again, man, the hummingbird theory, you see what I'm saying? And then on top of that, they sit up there, well, see, we're all the same and all that. Look, man, bring your ass out here in 2 months out here into this fucking sun out here, this 120-degree heat of this Nevada desert, motherfuckers, and I will show you of how we are not the same. But, Whitey, you got to leave your sunscreens at home.
And then, of course, as you know, Nas,
and I'm called every black racist, every son of a bitch, this, that, there, the other man, and all that, I'm just saying.
I've been called a bunch of them. I didn't even go ahead and told them, you know, called them and told them I'm going to drag behind. I think those shows are still up.
I didn't delete nothing, blocked up
a lot of that stuff, man. So it's cool. It's only a few of them that I don't think they let stay up. You know, I had Brother Umar Johnson a couple times. He called in quite a few individuals.
I've had Brother Umar Johnson on my show too.
A lot of individuals you see on YouTube, man. I had a lot of them on my show, so I'm willing to go ahead and bring them back. You know, brother, I'm about to go ahead and get up out of here. It's been a great conversation.
Hey.
Okay, so I'm trying to get it to where I can go ahead and be consistent to where I'm on every day, 12:30 Central.
Yes, sir. That's what we're doing too here, Nas, out here in the West. You know what I'm saying? Is because I was speaking to a family member of mine, you know what I'm saying, who is being monetized, and they advised me do a damn show every day if you can. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, brother, we can do this as a team. Look, because I noticed your show, you know, your show was on earlier than mine. So I'm humble. You know, I go on right after you, brother. I go on right after.
It ain't no problem. Yeah, it's all good, Nas. It's all good. It's all good.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
That's to let you know. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Yeah, exactly, man.
And then on top of
this,
brother, do your thing, man.
Go ahead and talk about your show and where you want, because we got to be consistent. We got to stick with this. We got to get this message out.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. We come on Tuesday night, 6 p.m. here in the West, 9 p.m. in the East. Also, too, we do Grand Rising with Shabaka and the Chase every Friday morning, you know what I'm saying? 8 a.m. here in the Pacific, 11 a.m. over there on the East Coast. That show there is mainly targeted to get those on the East Coast to call in, because we've had Sarge call in and what have you. You know what I mean?
Well,
and also, too,
you know what? I don't mean to cut you off, brother, but there was a few others that's worse than Sarge, bro. You think Sarge just allowed?
We'll bring them on, man, and they will get educated here. Shabaka's Black Experience and
Hands. They don't really want to come on. I tried to invite them in, and they would just cut me up. After I came back to the U.S. because it was kind of difficult to go ahead and do, you know, some of these shows when I was in Colombia, because I've only been back here about 2 years now. So it was difficult to do shows down there.
I have no problem working with you there, Nas. Yes, sir. You know, I have no problem connecting with you on that. And then keep in mind that Blog Talk itself, man, sometimes, man, they throw monkey wrenches in our works because they do it with me. They done it with you. They done it with New Black Power Radio with Sheikah Mom Akbar down there because, you know, them brothers of theirs over there in the East, over there in the Carolinas. And definitely, you know, I love having Dr. Bay on the show because Dr. Bay had came on, man, you know, last Friday. And she said to me, she said, Shabaka, you got to clean your show up and quit the cursing, you know what I'm saying? Because we do be having the women and some of the elder ladies and stuff on there.
Yeah, I was told that same shit, too. So I've been told
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But to respect our women, not cutting you off.
It's for me. I want to go ahead and rile up those revolutionary sisters. And I definitely want to go ahead and get those.
Yes, sir.
To get them to pull their heads out of their ass. I don't give a fuck about entertainers and all that other shit. They can kiss my ass.
Right.
Okay? I ain't going to be
right.
So fuck that, man. We got to go ahead and start worrying about real shit. All right, brother.
Absolutely.
We're going to call it a day, brother. Hey, I'm going to try to do this the same time tomorrow. So if you're available.
Yes, sir.
And then
okay.
I'm going to try. Actually, let me see if I can chop up those clips because I got to leave out of here. I got to go pick up something. I'm going to actually chop up those clips. Some of our old shows and play a little bit of them so you see, you know, the chaos that we used to have going sometimes.
But it was a little bit organized chaos.
It was informational.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. You know what I'm saying, man? And then, like I said, man, because we got to get to our youth, man. You see what I'm saying? And this is why we created the hashtag called Resurrection of the Mental Dead. You see what I'm saying? And we created that hashtag, man, about 6-7 years ago. You see what I mean? And Facebook did give us credit on it, you know what I mean? And whatnot. So we're trying to monetize that. And what it is, man, is about putting our people to work. It's because, you see, I'm in my twilight years, and I cannot go before the ancestors holding my head held high, man, not knowing I did not do my best to relate to the generations after me of the truthful events that we have lived through. You see what I'm saying? And this isn't about no hatred. All what it is about our people becoming self-sufficient. You see what I mean? It's because just like this, and I got to say this here, NAS, President Museveni, of
I'm trying to go ahead and have my nonprofit right. But anyway, brother, we're gonna talk again tomorrow. This has been the Chef Rob
Absolutely.
Show. And I'm so happy and proud that the brother Shabaka will call in, and hopefully we can do this again soon. Tomorrow, hopefully.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yes, right, sir, bro. Most definitely, man. So let's stay in touch, okay? And thank you for having me, Chef Rob, man. Appreciate you, brother.
For being here, brother.
All right. Peace. Yes, sir. Okay. And take care. All right. I'm out. Mm-hmm.
Because the word motherfucker is a noun. It describes a person, place, or thing. You know, when you hear black folks, we loud. That's our defense mechanism. We loud. We talk aggressive, you know. But get a talk. You know, we ain't going to do nothing to you. You know, we'll tell you in a minute. You know, I'll blow this motherfucker up, you know. You ain't never known a black terrorist in the day of your life. You ain't never known a black man to blow up a goddamn thing. First of all, where you gonna buy the dynamite from and from who? The first time he tried to buy some dynamite, he going to jail like a motherfucker. Just expression. I had a guy, man, when you see my people, you see them in the social place, you see them in the mall, you see them in the bowling alley, and you might see 3 or 4 brothers together, you might hear the word motherfucker 32 times. And you might hear just 2 regular English words. But the conversation makes sense like a motherfucker. Everybody can understand it. Don't be afraid of the word motherfucker. I'm going to break it down to you. If you're out there this afternoon, you see about 3 or 4 brothers talking, you might hear a conversation and it go like this. You seen that motherfucking Bobby? That motherfucker owed me $35 motherfucking dollars. He told me he gonna pay my motherfucking money last motherfucking week. I ain't seen this motherfucker yet. I'm not gonna chase this motherfucker for my $35 motherfucking dollars. I called the motherfucker 4 motherfucking times, but the motherfucker won't call me back. I called his mama the other motherfucking day. She gonna play like the motherfucker went in. I started to cuss her motherfucking ass out. But I don't want no motherfucking trouble. But I'll tell you one motherfucker thing. The next motherfucker time I see this motherfucker and he ain't got my motherfucking money, I'm gonna bust his motherfucking head and I'm out this motherfucker.
He's from Chicago, Illinois, and stand like motherfucking coffee. Stand like motherfucking coffee. Give it up for my man Bernie Mac.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. I'm gonna tell you something straight off the motherfucking press. I ain't coming for no foolishness. And New York, goddamn it, y'all motherfucking women look good. Y'all like a bacon and egg sandwich look good. But I love sex. I love it. Can't do shit no more. And I'm blessed. I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark. Kick it! You don't understand. I ain't scared of you, motherfucker. I love sex, man. I love it by the pound. I'd be glad when they put that shit in cans. Can you imagine sex in cans? Motherfuckers be shoplifting and shit. Supposed to be playing ball, man. Tell me what you get ready to do, man. I'm tired. Give me a 6 second. Put some going in. Kick it! You don't understand. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Women just do anything to you, talk to you any kind of way you want to talk to somebody. It don't make no more fucking sense. I'm at a bar minding my business, cooling out, just being cool, like I am, chilling. Woman gonna come to me, then she just asked me the goddamn thing she wanted to do. She said, Mac, I said, yeah, that's my name. She said, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah. She said, does pussy taste like pumpkin pie? Made me mad as hell. I said, don't ask me no damn question like that. I ain't never had no pumpkin pie. Kick it! You don't understand. Yo, Jim, tired of this shit. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. When you make love to a black woman, I'm going to tell you how you do it. You got to be good. I'm not talking about myself. Because you know a fuck ain't number 50 pumps. Count if you ain't got nothing to do. It ain't number 5 minutes, but the foreplay make it seem longer. But you get a woman, black woman, man, I'm going to tell you something. I don't care how meek that woman is, how soft-spoken she is. If you're giving her the dick, whatever wrong with you, she going to let you know. You can have a patch on your eye, your leg could be broke. If you get up there, she'll be like, woo, shit, you patch-eyed motherfucker. You broke leg, son of a bitch. You know you in this motherfucker. Kick it! You don't understand, goddamn. And you know what's funny when you make love to a woman and she on top and the phone ring? That's some funny shit. When she on the phone ring, man, every time she, you know, the phone ring, go, ring, ring, you get cool and shit. Ring, baby, don't answer. Ring, I gotta answer. Ring, baby, don't answer. Ring, it might be a job. Ring, and every time, you know, she pick up the phone, start fiddle-faddling with, you know. When she pick it up, every time she start to talk, give her the dick. She'll be like, hey, hello. What? 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 Oh, what I'm doing? This when you get what I'm doing? Oh, nothing. But I love my black people. I'm going to tell you something, but we got to stop the violence. We got to vote. Stop the violence and vote. Because I did a show in Chicago. I mean that. Stop this violence. I was in Chicago. I did a show for Cook County Jail. And you know, over 40% of the brothers in jail for nothing. And they had a little survey, a little panel thing. We got to ask the inmates questions, you know. So I asked the inmate. I said, hey, my brother, what you in for? He said, nothing. Brothers got this thing about being a punk. What is a punk? I never did understand that for the sake of my life. He said, nothing. How long you in for? He said, ever. Now, you know, for a long time, you take the four off that motherfucker. I said, man, I said, so what you in for? I ain't no punk. I didn't tell on my boy. I said, what, you in jail for no motherfucker? No, you ain't no punk. You a new fool. Because I'd be damned if I served time for any of you motherfuckers. I'd be in court just like this. Judge be like, who are you? I'd be like, punk. Your Honor, he killed that motherfucker. Shot him in the head full time, kicked him in the face. I tried to call you, but the line was busy. I'm going to knock him out of here.